You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the WGBW and WISS newsroom, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An early Republican entrant into the race for governor, Washington County Executive Josh Showman has filed papers to run for governor in the 2026 fall election. Incumbent Democrat Governor Tony Evers has yet to indicate whether or not he'll seek a third term, saying he'll wait to make an announcement once work is complete on the state budget. The 43-year-old Showman was elected as executive of conservative Washington County in 2020 after 6 years as county administrator and administrative coordinator and elected to a second term in 2024. In a statement, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Democrats said the Republican primary for governor is going to be a who's who of far-right extremists tripping over themselves to earn Donald Trump's favor. Other potential Republican candidates for governor are Congressman Tom Tiffany, former U.S. Senate candidate and Madison businessman Eric Hovde, and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien. Three state legislators introduced the first-of-its-kind Wisconsin Legislative Asian Caucus. Madison Democratic Representative Francesca Hong says Asian American communities are diverse and the needs are diverse, and it's very important that they meet communities where they are. Hong is joined by West Allis Representative Angelito Tenorio and Madison Representative Renuka Mayadev in the caucus. Together, they are the first cohort of Asian American lawmakers to serve concurrently in the legislature. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found Wisconsin home sales were down by over 10% in March compared to March of 2024. According to the report, some of the driving causes of the decreasing home sales include a low supply of homes and increasing prices. The average price of a home in the state rose to over $300,000 this quarter, an over 7% increase over the first quarter of 2024. Officials say high mortgage rates are making people less likely to put their homes on the market. You're listening to WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and WISS 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Find more news anytime on our websites at wgbw.fm and wiss.fm.
The crew beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-0 shutout win over the Chicago Cubs in front of over 37,000 fans in Milwaukee. It snapped a 3-game losing streak. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had a lot of great performances today, but, you know, we shut out one of the best offensive teams in baseball, if not the best. They're solid through and through, and they're a great club. They're just old enough and just experienced enough, and their young guys are at the peak of their game.
The Brewers broke out with a 4-run rally in the sixth after Cubs starter Shota Imanaga had to leave with a left hamstring injury. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Did it kind of on the runner over to first base. You know, we'll probably do some imaging to see what's going on. He's never had any lower body, you know, muscle strains, so he's a little unsure of what the feeling means.
The Brewers open a 3-game home series tonight against the Houston Astros. NFL Packers wrapping up their rookie minicamp over the weekend. They'll return on Sunday to begin the next phase of the team's offseason program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Is there anything Gwyneth Paltrow thinks she can't do? Probably not. She desperately wants to help you find the right Mother's Day gift for your wife or mother. Variety reports that her company, Goop, says they offer thoughtful gifts at healthy prices. They're not kidding. Whether you're looking for a $600 flower bouquet, a sleep headband for 350 smackers, or a $4,000 blanket, she's got it all. Sure, it's a lot of money, but don't worry. All the proceeds go right to Gwynny's ego. A recent study shows that rats can distinguish between two different kinds of wine. The study, done by animal cognition scientists, say rats can distinguish between Sauvignon Blanc and Riesling. A couple things. This is finally the news we've been waiting for as a society. And two, this might sound impressive, but what scientists failed to share was that one of the rats was so stupid he ordered red wine with fish. The 2025 Tony nominations are in, and leading the way are the nominees for Best Musical, which are Buena Vista Social Club, Dead Outlaw, Death Becomes Her, Maybe Happy Ending, and Operation Mincemeat, a new musical. In addition to Best Musical, here are other notable nominations. Best Actress in a Leading Role in a Play, Mia Farrow squares off against Succession's Sarah Snook. Broadway musical mainstay Jonathan Groff is up for Best Actor in a Musical, and Nicole Scherzinger is up for the same award in the Actress category. George Clooney drew a nod for his role in Good Night and Good Luck in the Best Actor category for a play that's not a musical. And there is more Hollywood crossover as Bob Odenkirk received a nomination for his role in Glengarry Glen Ross. The 78th Annual Tony Awards takes place June 8th. I'm not sure there will ever be another movie star quite like Tom Cruise. He makes incredibly entertaining films, always picks the right project, and does his own stunts. He has a huge appetite for adrenaline and apparently a huge appetite on days he has to pull off such crazy stunts. In a recent interview with People magazine, he discussed Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. Cruise talked about one scene in particular called wing walking, where he actually walks on the wing of an airplane. Cruise said he was inspired to do it while watching old movies where stuntmen would walk on the wing of an airplane while it was going 50 or 60 miles an hour. The plane in Dead Reckoning is going 120 miles an hour, and it's just Cruise, no stuntman. How does he prepare for a stunt like that? The actor says he eats a massive breakfast, including lots of sausage and a dozen eggs. Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning lands in theaters on May 23rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today right around 61. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low of 45. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.